they would always ask me to take a drink. Because the way I can tell if it's sour, I can take a swallow. And I regurgitate. They say, yep, it's for mama's sick. I say, y'all got me as a guinea pig right here.
They don't give you a chance, do they?
No!
Hey, what might you do with milk first thing after you get out of the cow? If you take it and run it through a sieve of some kind, you say you are doing what to it?
You're sterilizing the ship, sifting it.
Okay, what else might you say?
Straining it.
Okay, sure. Hey, what might be something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry?
I throw that back by me again.
Okay, it's something like a pie, but it has several layers of fruit and pastry.
When you say the layers,
mm-hmm.
Because when I'm, that's right, apple cobbler does come in layers. One layer, and then you put the crust on top, and then you throw another layer of apple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I used to make them all the time, apple cobbler and peach cobbler.
Uh-huh. Okay, if somebody has a good appetite, you say, sure like to put away his. What might you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
Pudding?
Yeah. I mean, milk or cream mixed with sugar, nothing.
Oh, you're talking about I see it now. You're not talking about whipped cream, are you?
Well, would you want to call it a sauce or a gravy?
Put it over your dessert?
Over pudding?
I'll refer to it as a sauce, because when you mention gravy, first thing comes to my mind, you know, the gravy that you would pour over rice, something of that nature. But as far as desserts is concerned, I would refer to it as a sauce.
Okay.
Or a topping.
Do with your food? You say, I'm going to
eat.
Okay. You might say, yesterday
I ate.
And several times I have
eaten.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Milk, coffee, orange juice, various juices.
Okay. You mentioned coffee. How do you go about making coffee?
Well, instant or
the other way, the old-fashioned type way.
Oh, the old-fashioned type way?
I mean, before the incense came out.
Oh, you put X number of cups of water into a container or your coffee pot or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you measure X number of coffee into a container that is inserted in, within the pot, coffee pot. And then you just let it come to a boil.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your coffee within a few minutes.
Okay. What do you usually drink when you're thirsty? You might go to the
fountain, drink water, ice box.
Okay. How about if you went to the your faucet?
The spigot?
Yeah. your spigot. You might